It is 78 degrees and sunny in Nashville. It feels more like it is 94 degrees out there. Our expected high today, just under 100 degrees by 1 or 2 degrees. And the heat index could be above the 110 degree mark today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee is preparing to use lethal injection on Anthony Darrell Hines this morning. Executions are also scheduled in Alabama and Oklahoma, making it the first time since 2010 that three Americans would be put to death on a single day. Tennessee already has the second highest rate of rural hospital closures in the country. A new report finds 19 more facilities are on the brink of shuttering, and of those, a dozen are at risk of closing immediately. The Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform released its study this summer. The calculations on these closure risks vary by organization. Generally, they consider whether the hospitals are operating in the red, and if they are, how long they can do so before completely running out of money. The advocacy groups argues low payments from private insurance companies are primary reason that hospitals are closing. A common talking point about rural hospitals is that public insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid don't pay enough, and too many rural people are uninsured. The report argues that this blame is misplaced and that private insurance companies often pay even lower rates than public programs. The Nashville Film Festival is sharing the first glimpse at its lineup. The festival is entering its 57th year, and organizers say they'll present 24 world premieres this go-round, as well as films from 24 countries. The film fest will open with a music documentary on Peter Frampton, who's expected to attend. Music plays a central role in the festival, including a film on the Grand Ole Opry and several other documentaries. Tennessee-made feature films will also be highlighted. The Nashville Film Festival begins September 24th and runs for a week. It plays out across multiple venues, including the Belcourt, the Regal in Green Hills, and the National Museum of African American Music. Well, few Tennesseans have the financial resources of Martha Ingram or her passion for supporting the arts. At one point, she personally took over the mortgage of the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center, even after leading the fundraising campaign for the initial construction. Alan Valentine just retired as the symphony's CEO. He was asked on This Is Nashville whether the city needs another Martha Ingram to step up.
Big advances are made by people who possess the kind of passion, vision, and commitment. And so that's the point at which big steps are made. But once those big steps have been made and are put in place, it really is incumbent on the entire community to line up behind that vision, behind that community that we have here now in Nashville, and support it. It needs to be cared for.
Martha Ingram died last week at the age of 90. A private visitation is at St. George Episcopal Church today, with a private funeral tomorrow morning. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.